Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. As always, I'm your host, Bria, and in this week's episode, I was really excited to talk about my personal experience in picking my major, but also what led me to pick my major, and just sort of some advice that I could give on how to pick a major, and when and why and how, because there's so many aspects that go into it. So I'm very happy that I got to sit down with y'all and talk today. And yeah, as always, if you guys like an episode or whatever, leave a comment down below, message us on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. And yeah, look forward to hearing about it. Okay, hi guys, welcome back. I'm still like in the process of recovering and being sick, which is so weird, and you guys should get your flu shots, by the way. But yeah, hope everyone has been good and safe and fun during these Halloween weekend times. And yeah, I didn't see any Slugcast costumes though, so that's pretty sad. But yeah, going into today's episode, as you guys heard me talk about in the intro, I'm talking about what led me to pick my major. And I just want to preface this off by saying, if you don't know what major to pick, don't stress out about it. I mean, obviously you're paying for tuition and that's really stressful. And to that, I would say that I'm a firm believer and supporter of attending a junior college for the first 2 years. And then ultimately, you know, when you decide what you want to do for damn near the rest of your life, then yeah, go ahead to university. But also, university is never like a requirement, you know? You could always just stay at a community college closer to home. You could go to a junior college. You could end up going to university and still end up completely changing your mind on what you want your major to be. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it could literally happen anywhere. You could be anywhere and you might not like the decision that you made. And I know after recently talking with my friends, we're all juniors now. So really having to settle in and be like, wow, this is like it for us. Like, I know that sounds so dramatic too, but it's really it for us. Like, we declared our majors. We're on the final stretch up until next year. What we're really focusing now is like our higher divisions for our classes, or our upper divisions for our classes. And you know, that's it. And so that itself is a scary thought. But what I wanted to bring up was how I made my major, or how I came to declare as my major. Now, a little backstory. I came into the UC Santa Cruz undecided. And I, again, now looking back at it, should have maybe gone to junior college. I ultimately decided that I wanted to end up far away and that I wanted to go to UC Santa Cruz. So I'm very privileged to even have that as an option still. So I am very grateful for that. But I ended up going in undecided. And I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to do psychology. Oh, that's a lie. I thought I wanted to do psychology, like full-heartedly. I just didn't want to commit to the label right away. I don't know what that says about me, but it just, something wasn't clicking there fully. So I wanted to take my first couple of psych classes to see. And then once I was past that, I would hopefully then declare. I wasn't really looking at other options. So when I came to UC Santa Cruz, mind you, I'm a freshman, freshly 18. I like don't know what I'm doing with my life. I took a psychology course, of course, and I hated it. And that was really shocking and upsetting to me. I was really, really upset because I was like, what? Okay, I'm sorry, boss. I was like, well, what do I do now? And so then having to realize that, okay, well, now I'm on such a strict timeline for the UC system where I have to declare for the next year. So I was really stressed. I was like, oh my God, did I just make a big mistake? Spoiler alert. No, I didn't. It just took time. Okay. And if, again, you are able to take maybe a fifth year, that in itself is a privilege, but I didn't have that opportunity. So I was sort of like, oh, okay. I also, though, wanted to give myself the time to process and be like, well, what do I actually want to study? What do I find interest in? And so I settled on focusing my freshman year to taking a bunch of different courses throughout different arts and fields, and ultimately end up picking there. Now, I knew I wasn't going to go into like a STEM or like robotics or engineering. So that was sort of ruled out the table. I also knew I didn't want to go into marine bio, you know, anything related to that sort of area. So STEM as a whole. So I felt like I was fine there, because the requirements for those classes often have you declare right away as you go in as that proposed major. So I was sort of just like not having that. And then I decided, let me take linguistics. Now, mind you, I've never taken a linguistics class before in my life. I've never heard of linguistics in my life. I was like, okay, what's about to happen here? Now, I will not lie. Intro to linguistics, Link 50. Oh my God, was like, what the heck is this? Like, I could not process that this was even being taught. And if you don't know what linguistics is, it's basically just a study of languages and how languages formed. So whether that be through syntax, morphology, phonology, all that type of stuff. There's so many different variables that go into it that make linguistics so unique. That sounded like an ad. Oh my God. So yeah, that's what linguistics is. And so I had no prior knowledge of that coming into it. I just thought I was going to learn a bunch of languages and be like incredible. I did end up learning more languages, but I think incredible was an overstatement. But basically, I ended up really liking linguistics, and it was something that was really random. I definitely didn't always have that, oh my God, I want to be a linguistics like major. Oh my God. No, it just sort of came into my lap, and I was really grateful that I actually stuck with it. There was a lot of times where I thought, okay, I'm going to go back home and figure out what I want to do and study. And again, there is nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't know why it is so stigmatized in higher education that, oh my God, if you go to a junior college, oh my God, if you go to like community college, like it's not the same education. No, it really is. At the end of the day, like, you're just paying for dorms and housing and whatnot. So yeah, I didn't always really know what to do in that aspect. And then once I found linguistics as something that I really could see myself studying and like pouring myself into for the next couple years, because ultimately that's what it is, right? Like, you pick a major and you're like, okay, do I envision myself being able to like fully invest myself in my future into whatever this is, whatever it may be. And so I did. I also, though, considered being a film and digital media major. Now, while I was also going through this process, I had a lot of doubts in myself. Frankly, because film and digital media and like film and all that has been something that I've always been interested in. And it's why I joined this podcast. But I couldn't see myself fully invested for my whole entire career, whatever that may be, whether that was as a filmmaker, I don't know, some digital media artist, whatever. I couldn't do it. I couldn't see myself. But with linguistics, I could. And it was weird because this is something that I've never even heard of before. Like with photography and like everything else I've had experience with, I've had so much more experience with. And yet I couldn't see it. I didn't love it as much. So with that, I think picking your major is sort of similar, where you have to really love the idea and you have to really be secure and aware that, okay, this is what I want to do. And it doesn't always come quickly. I know people who have picked their major going into their third years, which I don't even know how they do that, but you know, they do. And so it's a possibility where you really have to make sure that you know yourself. And that is hard. That is so hard. Like, are you kidding me? But it works somehow. It really does work. And you know, then you end up in a weird funny place where you're laughing with your friends, you know, 3 years down the line about how next year's our last year. So, I mean, you know, in that it played out. But yeah, as always, guys, thank you for listening to my very long-winded rants, conversations, whatever you guys want to call these. I hope they are helpful and insightful. And yeah, I'm very excited for you guys to meet the new hires pretty soon. Hopefully soon. And yeah, hopefully we can get some new podcasting voice to this team, because so far it's been Dave and I, and I was just like, oh man, these listeners are probably really tired of hearing my voice right now. But yeah, with that being said, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Slugcast. As always, stay tuned, whether that's at our socials at UCSC Slugcast, whether that's on our streaming platforms like YouTube Music or our other platforms. Yeah, stay in touch, and we'll be able to put out new podcast episodes next week. So yeah, stay tuned, stay safe, and have fun picking your majors, guys.